der einzige, was hat Probleme. There are others also that have problems. So we're members of one club together. Ich wieder gut. Doch weh wie die Welt. So if there are things that are bothering and you think that I can listen to them and maybe be of help, adarabe ve adarabe. But I tell you in the very beginning that if there are really problems, I'm not going to solve them for you. All I can do is to listen to some of these problems. Many of them most likely I know from before coming here. We in Cleveland also have two fine schools. One is the Hebrew Academy, and the other is Moshe de Seratere, the newly founded Cheder, which is now about, I think, in its fourth year. Both are wonderful schools. And we talk to the Rabbeim, and we know that there are problems. The Rabbeim are terrific, and yet they have problems. Sie do Problemen. Aber sie do mit 50 Jahren abzureden von Herzen. Not solutions. Aber sie do durchleiden. Jedes haben wir Chaya. And I know that this is of value. So if I can be of help in this manner, I'm only ready to do it. If it calls for solutions, I'm telling you ahead of time. I'm not going to solve any of your problems. There may be some problems that you think are problems, and I will explain to you they're not problems. But if it's really a problem, so I don't intend to solve your problems tonight. But sometimes, as I'm telling you, es wird ein bisschen leichter, der Problem, amit sich heraufgerät von Herzen, es badert mir etwas. Heraufgerät sich, badert sich nicht. It remains a problem, aber es badert nicht. That in itself is worth a great deal. So, I'm ready to listen to you. Not too much, I must tell you ahead of time. I'm very fatigued, the hour is late. And I spoke here for about an hour and a half. It doesn't come easy. Das nimmt zu keches. And I wasn't born yesterday. Das nimmt es noch zu mehrer keches. And the hour is late, as I'm telling you. Hab ich nicht in zu viel Zeit. And especially don't give me problems that can become worrisome to me. Ich hab genug deiges on dem. Glebt mir ben ermonis. Ich hab genug deiges on dem. If you think that trying to take care, not taking care, but trying to take care of a yeshiva doesn't have problems, so all I'm going to tell you is it does have problems. Und so da bin ich dages. Und efter ich bin tak a leider in a matzev, mit wem redt man meine problems? Mit wem redt man? I can talk to my teachers. Aber mit wem soll ich reden? Darf er doch nur reden mit einer Rebönische Leulung. That's a difficult thing. Wie redet man mit dem? Darf ich auch mal ruhig erkennen an dem? So I have my problems. So I'm willing to listen to some of your problems. And when I will see by my feeling tired that it's already late, so you'll then have to pardon me, and I'll ask you to pardon me, I will rise and leave. But until then, I'm willing to listen to what you have to say, and maybe I'll have something to say to you too. Seid mir gesund, and let's listen.
Yeah. All right. If anybody, what we'll do is as follows. The Rashid would prefer that whomever would like to address us right now with anything that they would like to say, to please do so, and the Rashid will try to respond to the best of his ability. We'll take as many people as we possibly can.
Can I borrow your pencil?
Is there anybody who would like to begin? Music to come up here. Face it this way.
All right.
Phil, you want to stand over here?
We all came here together, and we're all inspired, and
Phil, stand up here. Stand up.
I think we all
collectively feel that we came here and we got a great shot in the arm and a great chizuk. And I think every time we hear words from an Adam Gadol, we feel inspired. One thought was, like they asked the Rashiva, in teaching, in the profession, you know, periodically the chizuk wanes, and we don't always have a Rashiva in front of us. You know, we could think and imagine, etc. We don't always have, we have to sort of self-propel ourselves. And this is one of the only professions where if you're not given a set thing what to do, and you can come in tired or not tired, and you accomplish whatever you have to do in the computers or business. This is very toli zeh bozeh, the Talmidim, and the Rebbe is toli zeh bozeh. So if the Rebbe is tired or in a down, so to speak, so it directly affects the Talmidim. Is there any way that any gimmick or any trick or any mus or any kind of a technique that a Rebbe could take home with him and inspire himself at in a week and two and three and, you know, in a month from now, that we couldn't ourselves have some kind of a self-propelling chizuk?
Is there anybody else?
Okay. I can talk very loud. I don't really have a question, and it isn't even a problem, but I came here with something that I wanted to share because the way it was built, it was a give-and-take kind of a thing. And I would like very much, if Torah Masorah could make it a priority, if we could all use our heads together, to find a way to help people stop reinventing the wheel. So that when a teacher comes up with something good or useful or creative, there's a clearinghouse, there's a central file, there's a number to call, there's a post office box to write to. People are very happy to share their stuff, put their name on it, whatever you want to do. It doesn't mean that a teacher is going to spend an hour less a day because she gets or he gets an hour's worth of material. They'll spend the 2 or 3 hours they always spend, but they'll make new and more stuff, and the children will benefit. It is really, when I think of how many years, and let me give an example. At the school where I teach, at Breuer's, we have a wonderful seminary, and the girls come through doing model lessons. I get 5, 6 girls a year coming through doing model lessons in my classroom. And these girls knock themselves out, and they make beautiful materials and clever games and adorable things. And I'm lucky I see it the one time. Nobody else ever sees it. That's the end. And when you think about all the effort that has gone into all these years, all these dedicated people coming up with a chop, finding a new game. The 2 classes I went to on Chumash here were so useful. And I was lucky enough to come here and happen to see 2 good people. But there's hundreds of other people coming up with good things, too. And I really hope that we can try to think of a mechanism where Torah Masorah can help to facilitate this kind of a sharing.
Yeah. Introduce yourself first. What your name and where you came from?
My name is Shmuel Dudowitz. I teach in Betzalel Hebrew Day School in Lakewood. I'm in a situation where I teach a combination 7th and 8th grade. The 7th grade is Aschalas Gemara, and the 8th grade is a share where the Gemara has already been learned prior to that in the first year while the children were in the 7th grade. My problem is, which class, being that there is a wide gap with children who haven't learned Gemara at all and children who have completed learning a parak Gemara with Gemara Rashi and some Tosfos, being that the budget in the school does not allow a separate Rebbeim, who should the Rebbe direct the class at in this in a class where you have such a wide gap between these 2 levels? Thank you.
I'm Menachem Dreyfus from New York, Breuer's. I'd like to know if the Rosh Hashiva has any suggestions on the constant fight against the insidious influence that television has upon our Talmidim. Some way that we could speak to our Talmidim, something we could say to them that would influence them in not watching or minimize the influence on television on their lives.
Nechemi Drillman from New York.
For many years, the Rosh Yeshivas have had asifas urging people to go into chinuch. And at that point, they're encouraging us that we should go. However, after a number of years, the whining and dining is over. In other words, let's say someone has to look for a job. Unfortunately, I believe in Torah Masorah, it's a cover-up. In other words, there's really no placement bureau in New York. I sent a resume out 2 weeks ago, but 3 weeks ago. The same day I sent to Yeshiva University's placement bureau, I received a reply in 3 days. From Torah Masorah, I didn't receive anything. And Torah Masorah themselves have said they don't know, no one in New York comes to them. They don't go to them. The Hasidisha they don't talk with. The Litvisha, I don't know how it works. The only way you can get something is asking around. It's like an Ani HaMechaza Al Psachim. Someone wants to go into Chinuch, but there's no communication. So that's one half of the question. The second thing is, I believe if we model ourselves after the Aguda Convention, where they have on Thursday night, Thursday afternoon, with an hour from New York, a place where people could come, people wouldn't even have to come for a whole Shabbos. You could come Thursday night, you could hear something and go back. Here we're 3 hours from New York. I think we're pretending we're an elitist group and we don't want, and you know, we should want to have loads of teachers. We should want to have even loads of Balabatim to talk to them. And I think this is a major problem. If we're going to talk to Balabatim, we say our thing, they say their thing. Nobody ever talks to each other. And therefore, I think that's something that should be discussed from a teacher to advance, and also for Balabatim to meet teachers, talk to principals, hear what's going on. Every Balabas that's here I've spoken to have said that it's a very nice thing, and where's everyone else? That's my main points.
I'm really a principal, but I'm representing an anonymous teacher who asked me to ask this question. That's why I'm in the room to begin with. The question is concerning curriculum. Is the curriculum, the way we have it presently in most yeshivas, the correct one? Or should we be following, for example, what the Maral tells us in terms of first learning through Gans Chumash, based on and then Mishnah, based on the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Ben Chumash L'Mikra, Ben Esther L'Mishnah? And if this is the correct approach, then should perhaps the Rosh Yeshivas make a national curriculum for all the Mosdos HaTorah which they should follow?
Shlomo Gatiner from teaching in Yeshiva High School at Silver Spring. My question is, the emphasis in Yeshiva High School, rightfully so, is on Gemara. When you teach the other subjects that are being taught, Chumash, Nach, Halacha, how do you, on the one hand, deal with the problem that the children feel that this is not the Iker, but that you still get the feeling this is important? You have to learn Chumash, you have to learn Nach. How do you deal with this paradox?
Mordechai Lurie from Toronto. I'd like to ask the Rosh Yeshiva to give us his Chavis Das, exactly what are the rights of the teachers to stand up for their Parnasa in dealings with the Balabatim.
As a teacher, we stand in a tightrope. We have a problem trying to deal with Yechidim at the expense sometimes of the Rabbim and vice versa. Is there any Eitzah the Rosh Yeshiva can give us as to perhaps how to balance that tight balance more carefully? Instead of ignoring the individual's needs, sometimes the Rebbe has to overlook his needs. And is there any Eitzahs in how we could perhaps maintain a proper balance?
My name is Naftali Bessman from Lakewood. I just would like to know if Yugaman in Kollel feels that he's producing or steiging, what is the measuring, the way to measure when it is time to go into chinuch?
I'd like to raise an issue myself. In unity, there's strength. The principals have an organization, National Conference of Yeshiva Principals. There is no organization for teachers in America. There is no national organization. We don't have a state organization. We don't even have a local organization. And therefore, we have none of the rights that might come with it. Torah Mesorah, according to what we've heard, filtered down to us, is afraid of an organization of teachers because they don't want a union. And we know the kochos that a union could bring in terms of salary and rights. And we want to know clearly, can we have a union? If not, can we have an organization, l'kol hapachos? And if we don't have either, how do the Rosh Yeshiva feel that mechanchim are going to continue? How will we get mechanchim to come in to begin with when we're making the kind of money that we're making? How will mechanchim be attracted if we have no rights? And I'd like the Rosh Yeshiva to address himself to the issue of a national organization for teachers. Is there anybody else? Binyamin, do you want to?
Binyamin Schubert, the Hebrew Academy of Nassau County. Concerning the matter of unions and unionization, I remember quite a few years ago where there were a number of attempts made. As a matter of fact, at a Torah Mesorah convention about 13 or 14 years ago, the Menahel of Hank, Rabbi Findel, was encouraged by his faculty, who enjoy a very, very warm, close relationship with him, to suggest to his colleagues that the schools merely check off dues, nothing more, in helping to create some kind of an organized group of Malamdim. And he was very happy to make this proposal. It was at a Sunday morning breakfast. And I don't know if he's digested that breakfast since. He was attacked violently by his chaverim. How could you even have a hava amina? Do you know what you'll be doing to us? You'll be destroying us. The kahena v'kahena. I don't know what the menahelim are afraid of. Rabbeisai, you have to realize that today we're looking to attract young B'nai Torah into the field. And the young B'nai Torah ask around and look around and you've all heard horror stories of how Malamdim have been mistreated and how they feel. We heard one particular Malamed last night discussing his particular problems with his Menahel. If there was a sense of security, more than anything else, we're not even talking about bringing up the standard of wages to where they ought to be, but a feeling of security where the Menahel is not going to strasha. And we've all heard the various different kinds of threats. That we can come like a mensch and we can talk to the Menahel, and the Menahel doesn't have the feeling that I'm going to separate you from the Rabbim and I'm going to make an example of you. Well, fakert, you're strong. I'm going to take you into my inner sanctum and I'm going to make a private deal with you. Shah, don't talk to anybody else. You walk away very happy. And don't say anything, because if you say anything, then you'll lose what I just told you. These aren't secrets. We all, those of us who have been in the field know that these problems do exist. If there would be some kind of an organized group, look, after all, we're all in it for the same purpose. We want to strengthen chinuch in America, and I believe that one of the ways that we can accomplish this is by offering security, and Malamdim can walk around with their heads high, feeling that they are part of a strong organization, not chas v'shalom keneged the Menahelim. Don't feel like that, Menahelim. We're really not against you. We're with you all the way. And think about it. Where would you be without us? Thank you.
That expresses what everyone wants to say. One of the ills in the American system of Torah education is the fact that there's such a thing as boards in the school. Balabatim are the board. Why do I say that? Because I'm convinced that Balabatim have no concept whatsoever, even that they themselves once went to yeshivas and went to Kelalim. I'm convinced that they have no concept at all of what the Meset stands for. The Svora of a Balabos is contrary to Torah. I'm not saying this on my own. Azeder Din, the Sma lays it down in Simen Zayin Chesh Mishpet. You have a Din Torah, you cannot be Metzaref a Balabos to the Din Torah, Megzander Gresta Talmud Chochem. Because Svoras Balabatim, he hepech atoire. Why is this so? The Balabos, a kluge deed. He's in business. He's intelligent. And he's terrific in business problems. As soon as he becomes involved in a problem that's specifically a Torah problem, because Parnose of a Rebbe is a Torah problem. If Parnosa of a Rebbe was Parnosa of a factory worker, he would be able to take care of it. He would approach it properly. Of a Parnosa von a Rebbe, that's part of Teire. Geendigt alles vores, sie ist hepecha Teire. Now this is something that has to be understood, and understood well. We would save ourselves a lot of time in discussion, and to stop asking about such things. Abe ihr müsst in Amerika haben boards. Ich fahr fahr. Die Token Aids haben. Ich hab aber nicht auf den Token Aids. Token Aids. In Lite, in Europe, die gewinnen als Amis und Sach. Schools were not controlled by a board. In Baruch Hashem, the academy in Cleveland is not controlled by a board. So, in those, it's a Friedenstein, it's a board. It's controlled by the Valachinuch. Finished. Go see this. Who's the Valachinuch? The Telzal Yeshiva. That's the control of the school. The same is true of the other school. Meisne Seirateide, which has now close or over 200 kinderlich in the first 4 years. It's not controlled by the Balabatim. Fertig. It is gold in the welt. Gold in the welt. If you must have schools that have to have boards, and they're the ones that control supposedly the money matters of the school, you're running into trouble. And I have no solution for that problem. The Balabos, with his best intentions, cannot work in a Torah problem. This is a fact. Sadin sa'alochem. Das ist die Telfen keine Meises. Und wer redt noch, als auf dem Board sitzen Balabate mit Balabostes? Because after all, the women of the community are sending their children too. So they also have to be on the board. They also have to express ideas and concepts as to how a school has to be run. So you run into problems. I have no solution for that problem. Only one solution. Macht schools on boards. You will the principal program a board, fine, from a read. Over boards to run the school.
You couldn't have them keen eights in the world. As long as that's going to exist, you will continually have the same problems over and over and over again, not because of any ill will on the part of the Balabati. Chas v'sholem, I'm not talking about that. That's a separate problem. We'll get to that. The best thing, with the best of intentions, unless they're mevatel atzmon to the das of the teachers and the principal who should be a Talmid Chacham and looks at things through the eyes of Torah rather than through the eyes of what are the balabatim of the board going to say, because mostly these problems where the principal is against it is not he's personally against it. He knows they shouldn't be against it. But what's the Talmid Balabatim? What will he do with them? And if he doesn't do what they like, so terechnit. So again, the balabos is in control of what has to be done in running a school, a Torah school. I don't have any solutions for such things. And if you will find a board of Rosh Yeshiva who will find a solution for it, velich entfern omein of them. I'm waiting for that. That won't find the solution. That's in general. This question of control of the schools by the most and best intentioned people, it cannot be done. Every item in school issues, whether it's the paper that has to be bought on which notes are to be written, als ding is teire. There's nothing in the framework of limud ha-Torah that is not Torah. And certainly parnose for the teacher is certainly part of Torah. So it's a problem of Torah. That can be determined only by those who are the world of Torah. Kein andre ken in dem kemein nitom und ken ki sechel ayosher in dem nitom with his best of intentions. So that problem is taken care of for those who want to find ways to take care of it. There was mentioned here another problem about Balabati. The lack of respect for Melamdim, for teachers of Torah. He's not a professional. He's not an expert in computer science. He's not a doctor. What's he's a Melamdim. I'm allowed. We have to go a long way to educate our balabatim about that which we spoke this afternoon. What is a malamet? What is a malamet to you? They're totally unaware of it. And they can't be blamed. No one has undertaken to create conferences not of teachers and principals, but of the balabatim themselves, those who are on the board, those who are presidents, who are chairmen of boards, mit seizo munhoben konferenzen, in order to explain to them, what is this that we're dealing with? They have no concept at all of what it is. I was on the tuition committee of the academy many years ago. I served on it for 2 years. I resigned. What made me resign? We used to have applications for lessening of the tuition of certain individuals, for tuition free. I made an application for to pay at least 1/10 of the tuition. And the fellow wrote that he's a welfare person. We investigated a little bit and we found out that he owned 3 wonderful apartment houses in Cleveland and was about 3/4 millionaire. I resigned. Now, if that can happen in Cleveland, it must be happening all over the country. These are things that have to be given attention. And it has to be cleared out. Die meramtoi schmutz, dat man das ausrahmen. Was it sein? Der Tate wird sagen, so I won't register my son in the school. Nu? Was ich gewinn in school, eh, du bist am registrieren? So you won't register. Za greise Rachmones auf dem Kind. Kann doch werden agon. Darfen die Balle rachmen. Gehen und schaffen Geld. Der Kind soll können lernen in die school. Nicht der Kind soll leben frei von der Taten nach wir und allem Leid sollen jetzt schalimet, aber mit anderen sollen schalimet, wird das sein, allimut von Taten, wir nehmen nicht an uns schalimet. Wir schaffen ein Fund für ihn, the school itself will not do it, we don't have any funds for him. We will create a fund, weil er bat ihm allein etliche gute Ideen, gehen nach uns und schaffen die Fund, was wir da haben, und das haut uns dem Kind. Der Kind wird dann lernen, he will become what he should become, and he may become a grown alien. So it would be a crime not to take him in and to have his gun of der Tate, soll ihm schicken in a public school, zu werden a goy. That was in those years. Was man so hangtig on what public schools are. Today, we call them non-religious parents, want their children to be accepted in today's schools, and they do pay tuition. Why? They're non-religious. But what the public schools have is so far just from non-religion that we have no concept at all. There's a whole mamish, a total destruction of you, of humanity. Make my child a dope addict. How can I send him to a public school? And this today is a fact. Not only the high schools. In the elementary schools, they're dope addicts. And if it's so in Cleveland, it must be so throughout the country. Kennen mir nicht los, na der Kind so vergegen werden, na goi. Aber der Tate muss bleiben mit der Limut. Aber es sollte gar nicht sein. And his tuition is raised among good friends of Teure Chinuch, who are willing to realize that this youngster may yet grow forth to become a new Shagas Aryeh. Who knows? So it's our responsibility not to lose these peiches. And there will come a day when that father will then realize what he has done, and he will become the sponsor of other children who need funds and don't have them. That's another aspect of the relationship of Balabatim to the school. And if this would be done, if we would have conferences with Balabatim throughout the country in every community, we would be able to raise the level of respect for a teacher, for a malamed. They would begin to realize, what are we doing? Who are these people? What are they performing? What's the task of the malamed? Believe me, the Balabatim have no idea whatsoever. Unless he himself is a big Talmud Chacham. But if he's an average Balabos, so by him in Kopf klingt, dass er gehört von dem Mammon und von dem Segen, a malamed. But he has to be taught. He's a teenager. He doesn't know. So we are at fault if we don't see to it that such conferences should be held. And this should become part of the duties of Teira Meseira. There is no other organization to worry about it. So Teira Meseira should be worried about it. Does each that passage of Gesun sein? I happen to know that he does worry about such things. And I hope that he'll be able to get the message through to the entire staff. They're wonderful people. And everyone is doing a terrific job in his area. Oh, but this is an organized body, the only organized body for Chinuch. And this is such a necessity. I have no words to describe it. So let Torah Mesorah get down to the job and worry about it. Aber dann müssen wir sagen, haben wir nicht genug Menschen, haben wir nicht genug Geld? Sie lernen so dieselbe Sache. Sie gedreht der Kopf. Wir darf tun, was wir darf tun. Was sein Geld? Der Rebbeinischlein Bazar. He takes care of everything anyway. Someone mentioned here the problem of TV and its influence upon children. There's very little I can tell you about that. except that it's a heartache. I can tell you that I know of a school in Canada where parents were television viewers, and their children came home from the school, and the parents lost interest in the TV. Why? Because they were inspired by the melamdim, these children, to study when they come home. And they used to stop the parents. Daddy, I don't understand the pshat and Rashi. Er halt dich den Hommanoe in sendem television. Und ich melde dich von ihm in dem und der Kind dreht am Kopf wegen der Rashi in Chumisch. Aber er hat gute Tate. Der Kind sagt, er will wissen der Rashi. And he's not interested, the child. Will it come on television? Not interested. Ich will wissen, Tate was mein der Rashi. Listen, Daddy, I gotta know this Rashi for tomorrow. What does it mean? So gradually, they interested the Heshiv Leivovitz al Boni. Al Yedei Boni. The children came home with such inspiration from the teacher that they weren't interested in all the foolishness. They were interested in preparing the Chumash, in preparing the Rashi. And they had parents who didn't know Chumash and Rashi. Television. Machen die Neshome, und mit Tame sein die Eden, und mit Tame sein die Everen. Kommen die Kinderlach, als auch eine Kinderlach. So here it's not Torah Mesorah, the organization. Das liegt das Sach in the hands of the teachers themselves. If it's a Rebbe, a Melamed, or a Meiro, who has that spirit to invest the child with it, there won't be any such problems. That child becomes part of what the Meiro represents, of what the Melamed represents. But that brings us to another problem that wasn't mentioned here. How do we see to it that Melamdim and Melamdois should be prepared to act as such? It shouldn't be the last resort of someone because he can't find another avenue of panose. Therefore, verter amelamed, oder ameiro. He is a melamed. He was trained for it. There are some, I must tell you, who are born for it. They don't need training. They can train the trainers. They were born with the aptitude of melamed. They know how to enter into the heart of a Talmud. When they were 15, 16 years old in the yeshiva, they had groups around them who swallowed every word they were saying. And this is in all yeshivas, not only in Tells. Thing Azelchan, I'm not worried. They can well take care of it. But there are others who are also good and blessed with talents. But they have to be trained into the job. Do we have the training school for it? There are some courses, I understand, that are being given. But they're not enough. And they don't deal with the problem properly. We need training schools for that. To build melamdim. Such melamdim who can make inroads into the hearts of the Talmid. Liknoi slave ha-Talmid. And once the Rebbe does that, yebord, nidbord, yetate, nitate, he's got it. See, erledigt. Der Tate, der Kind wird's in the influence. There's nothing to worry about. This is something that should be remembered and something taken to heart. It would solve innumerable problems that grow up in the Torah education system throughout the country. I always mention the fact, I was in Eretz Yisroel for 2 years. I saw melamdim who were gedolei Torah, and they were kindergarten teachers. No one could do it the job better. They had a natural aptitude. The children swore by them, mamish. I went into one place, a gan, Moireh, Melamed, kindergarten in the Tanya. Klosenberger Rebbe's kindergarten. I was astounded. The younger man was a Talmud Chacham. But the way he acted with the kids and sang out the Aleph Beis, went through row by row, und geht durch die Klasse einmal, nach zweitmal, nach drittmal, und die Kinder ist, sein Molle ist peilig, und die Egalach gucken auf ihm. He had them! Finished! Natural aptitude. To be a kindergarten teacher, you need that. You need natural aptitude to be a melamed in the eighth grade, in the ninth, in the tenth, in the first shir of a yeshiva, in the second shir of a yeshiva. You need the aptitude. Mit auf oben die Herz. The Talmud should feel, ah, the Rebbe is talking to me. I'm part of him. You solve so many problems with that. And if there are those who are blessed with talents and yet don't have these aptitudes, they've got to be trained into it. And we don't have a training system for it. We don't have it. The Bote Medrash Lemoirim are not doing this job. They're not doing this job. They have to do another job. Lernt man amos Chumash. Man lernt amos nach. That's terrific. That's to be done. Aber man darf ihm geben die Teile meif, wie zu der langen jenem. How do you pass it on to the Talmud? How do you put it into his heart? That also has to be part of the program of a Bismedrash Lemoirim. Or as I like to call it, Bismedrash Lemalamdim Vilimalamdois. It's more comfortable for me, that term. Moire, moire. If he's a Pesach and a Paschim Dinim, he's an Amire Hoiroe. He's an Amire. Or he shows you the way to walk, so he's a Moire Derech. And maybe every Rebbe should be a Moire Derech also. Or that Melamed Zan Teire. He has to teach Teire. And the Moiro also has to teach her children in class the appreciation for Teire. Learn them it's a Teire Tormani. To make Talmideis Chachomim of our daughters. Chazal didn't look favorably upon that. Lernen Teire nicht, aber sein Abbas Teire, a kind, a child, a daughter of a Klal Yisrael, who appreciates the fact that what we are is because we stood at Sinai to accept the Teire, and the women were there also, not only the men. This has to be implanted within every Jewish daughter in Klal Yisrael. So this is another aspect. Again, I'm not giving you any solutions, but at least I'm making a recommendation. Whether it will be followed through, I don't know. But I see this as the only way to solve that specific problem. Someone brought up here how to master a class where you have two specific levels. One a beginner, and one beyond that, due most likely to lack of funds. So you have to bring them together in one class. That is a terrible problem. But I have seen places where the Rebbe, the Melamed, was a bargaz and knew how to solve it. Maybe it can always be used, this solution. When he was engaged in teaching the Gemara to the higher advanced Bochlemlach, Kinderlach, the younger ones who had just entered class were then supposed to make Chazore during that half hour to go over what he had taught them. when he was finished with this, he went back to those and tested and saw, knew, was Herzogdorfer. And that's how he went from one half of the class to the other. But this brings us into another problem. The day schools in this country, viele die Frumme. The schedule of studies is such, am erlernt auf dem Spitzmesser von Herzogdorfer. I can only tell you, I didn't have the benefits of studying in a day school, of learning in a day school. I'm a product of a public school in the United States. But I went to an afternoon Talmud Torah. And my morim, I didn't have malamdim, I had morim. They were Talmidim of Chaim Nachum Bialik. My morim didn't invest us with Torah and Yerushalayim. Didn't invest us with Torah and Yerushalayim, I can assure you. But I know that when I finished Talmud Torah, I had gone through all of Chumash with Rashi, only 2 hours a day, six times a week. We studied on Sundays also. Sunday meant nothing. Now, today in day schools, there are many that the children are free on Sundays. Pana Bezerov used to call it Shande school, not Sunday school. We went through all of Chumash with Rashi, and we had covered the major portion of Nach, except Iv, Mishle, and Tilim. In an afternoon school, we learned no Gemara. Why is it today that children in Frume schools wissen nicht, was Nach is? Das doch zu weinen und so ein Kines auf was er sagt. Wir wissen doch nicht, dass Pussig für das ist. And in Chumash, they know Chamisha Chumash Teira, when they enter a Mechina in Yeshiva, when they enter a Yeshiva, Heitzogonitom, they don't know it. These are things that they should have known from Cheder Yon. Hoppen doch, they could have to wissen. Om Gemore. Aber Chumash und Nach darf man doch wissen. I don't know why this is so. I've tried and tried. I've made research. Und noch, ich kann noch nicht anschreiben mein PhD thesis. I don't know why this is so. Ich verstehe nicht, von was hängt seinen Kinder weniger Kinder wie amol. I'm talking about 50 years ago, more than that. We did this in school. They didn't remain within the framework of Torah. They finished Talmud Torah, they went off to who knows where. Doctors, lawyers, scientists. But in the school, this is what we learn. Why can't it be done in the day school today? Am alten Engel sagen, frum, 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 teire, 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 wo ist die teire? Teire doch hamische, rumsche teire. Wo ist das? Ne Wien. Wo ist ein Nellem geworden, unsere Ne Wien? So darf teire es jeder wo. Welcher Kind weiß, was man redt? Which child understands what the Novi Yirmi is saying, what Ishei is saying, what Omis is saying, what Ivadi the Yerzevik is saying? Who knows this? And he went to a Frum school, to a Torah school. Maybe you can tell me the answer. I don't know the answer. It's been bothering me for years. Something is wrong, and it's got nothing to do with Torah Meseda. Something is wrong in the schools. Epis filled. Man lernt nicht mit den Kindern. Wird man einreden heute, einreden morgen. Ich sage euch noch einmal, man lernt nicht mit den Kindern. Und wo man lernt je, kämen das ja. Ich hoffe, bei Salashem zu sehen, als von einem Cheder in Cleveland, wird man ja kennen, Chamische Chumische Teire, und man wird ja kennen nach, und es wird sein Welt wie die Welt. Der Beine sein Goldene, und Arbeit legt man rein, muss das herauskommen. I don't know why it's not done in other places. Ich verstehe nicht, Favos. I have no answer to this problem. This bothers me no end. I'm not talking about solutions. I can't understand it. Ich weiß nicht, Favos, soll sein, Maybe you can tell me. Perhaps was Lenin, and then I could think maybe we'll find a solution to it. Another individual mentioned here, Chizuk Atzmi. You walk away from a convention where you hear Divrei Chizuk, you do hear the importance of a Malamed and a Malamedes. What an enviable position she occupies, Be'enei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you come back to where you're a teacher, even if it's in New York, even if it's in Borough Park, you come back, 2 weeks go by, 3 weeks go by, sie wieder bitteren Herz. Sie wieder bitteren Herz. Und davon noch einmal Chizuk. Nu, verstehe ich, und verwusche ich, tocke nicht auf dem, ach, posche, du bist posten, kann ich sagen. Alle wissen, hein, dass sie dort takes auf der Welt. Aber wenn der Unglück ist, aber redet es gar Schabes, können wir noch kein Tag nicht machen. Und du, sie sollen reden nur mit Zoi Schabes. Sollen reden nur Erf Schabes. Und machen Tapes. Schabes hat ein Singen Smires. Und machen Tapes. Und Tapes sollen man halten in Überspielen. Und nicht warten, bis wann wird mir bitter auf den Herzen. Früher. Nur die erste Woche. I'm still under the impression of the convention. Aufspielen die Tapes. Ah! What did the convention? Certainly it's not as good as listening to the speaker himself. I'm here to get him, it is not the speaker. Aber afar pichain, epesidus doch, yo! Why can't that be done? Wer von uns is so interested that we want to speak only on Shabbos. Ich wollte aber mir warten, wenn er ihm, mir wartet mir, an ihr darf Shabbos. Kein reden Freitag? Kein reden mit Zoi Shabbos? Bleibt ihr Sündig? Reden Sündig ich? But the tapes can solve a lot of these problems. For Chizuk Atzmi. And believe me, I know what it means. Unique Chizuk Atzmi. Der Rebbe darf gesehen, dass ich mich hasig sein. Weil ich euch aber jetzt die Belose mit der Problem. Rav Weinberg hat gesagt, die Vre Chizuk. Rav Pam hat gesagt, die Vre Chizuk. Mordche Gifter hat gesagt, die Vre Chizuk. Rav Rudermann hat viele gesagt, die Vre Chizuk. Jetzt soll ich euch fragen, wer hat mir chasig sein Mordche Gifter? Wer hat mir gesagt, die Vre Chizuk? We need it too. We have problems galore. Problem not from Balabatim. Amidav sein atatet si kinder? Any mother and any father knows that. That's a world of problems. Wer wird uns mechazig sein? Wer hat mechazig sein Rafpam? Oder der goldene Rafpam? Was es redt doch von ihm, die Liebschaft von atatet si kinder? Wer soll ihm mechazig sein? That's a big problem. In mir haben wir nicht ein Mocker von Chizuk. Sich zusammenlegen mit einer Rebbeinischen Lehre. Nun, wie tut man das? How do you do that? That's a terrific problem. Have dialogue with Hashem Yisborach. I know that the only avenue for that is setze chavek und lern a parche chumisch. Lern a blad gemore. Lern sifrei reisheini. Lern am Sile Shishorim. Hek man on Herren. Ui, der Rebbeinisch lehne Bredo. Und dann vergisst man alle Probleme. So I think that it wouldn't be a bad idea for the older Rabbeim and the Chanchim that are here and the Melamdes that are here. You have to teach them Nach. And you have problems. Who's going to comfort me? The Novi Yirmiyah. Sit down and learn a kapitel in Yirmiyah. The Rebbe. Of Lenin Chumash. Learn good duch fazi. The Parsha Chumash mit Rashi. On Rashi geten. Und noch dem Gibakuk a stickel a Rambanich. The dich mit Schatten. But don't overlook Rashi. Never. Not for a moment. Mit the Rashi. So to learn. I'll tell you a little story. The Britschkerov, the Chinele Broche, once walked into a classroom in Yerushalayim Yirat Kodesh, where one of his Talmidim, again, a Talmud Chochem Gadol, was a Chumash Malamed. Und der Rebbe hat ihm gebeten, also verheeren die Kinder. So he started to give a Pchina in Chumash. And one of the questions that he asked, one of the kids says, the Rashbam Zuk. So he looked around to the Malamed, said, what's he doing? So the Malamed says to him, I was under the impression that the Rashbam here in this Posuk is Korev Lipshat more than Rashi. That's a good reason. So Briskerov says to him, Ich weiß nicht, wo der jetzt. Der erste Yesodi ist, man darf mit dem Kind lernen Chumisch. Und Chumisch meint Chumisch Rashi. Nicht so doch Chumisch, und so da haben wir vorig, was er heißt Rashi. Chumisch means Chumisch Rashi. Then you can tell him from other Mufoshi. Von Asipunne, von Arashbam, if you think it's closer to Pshat. But first he has to know the Chumash. Chumash means Chumash Rashi. I want to pass it on to you to know, to remember this. This is one of the greatest, the most important lessons in the study of Torah. Man soll es gedenken und halten im Kopf. Für sich allein, für ein Reben meiner allein. Will haben Chizu, will sich mechazig sein. Hat die alle Probleme, was mit euch gerät. Setz sich weg bei Parsha Chumash. Setz sich weg bei Blatt Gemorre. Es geht doch in alle Glieder. Und bis das Meise you overlook and forget everything that was bothering you. So in that moment you have all the Chizuk that you need. And when you get back to reality, geht er aus von dem Cholle mit gelernt, aus der Welt von Himmel. You come back to reality, you come back down to earth. Aber es bleibt der Besieber von dem Chizuk. Until the next time. When is the next time? Morgen! Ich darf warten 3 Wochen, sondern wir werden bitter auf den Halsen. Morgen! Ich darf nicht lernen mit den Kindern alle Tag. Darf ich sich mechazig sein? Ich kann nicht sein mechazig, I'm not doing a good job with the kids. I have to be mechazig myself. How? I'm teaching them Chumash. I have to go through that Parsha Chumash. We are Lamden Gogol. I don't have to give that to them, but I have to give it to myself. I've got to know this parsha in and out. Yosha v'hofluch. Then, after such a chizuk to myself, then I can pass it on to them. You've been a gemora melamed. You've got duty in the gemora v'segil lev n'mitzei. Klor v'yagom. Rashi, teisves, al rishenim. I have to do that for myself. I don't have to teach them rishenim. For them, you have to do it. You have to become the Malamed. And if you're the Malamed, you have to know. Rashi and Tesvis, Klor. Jeder Wort in Rashi, that the Rebbe wissen, Klor was clearer, can it sein. And I say this with special emphasis, weil ich weiß doch, hab ich geht nicht keine Achtung, you don't pay too much attention to Rashi. Und ich guck's in der 8th grade, und ich kann's in lernen, 2 Tesvis, und oh, ha, hat mehr in der Welt. Aber Rashi, wo, was für Posten sagen? I leave you with a definition of Rashi from someone who you must agree knew what he was talking about. No less than the Meiri, Zecharina Livruch. He says of Rashi, Yesh boi b'mi, and this is the same in Chumash, Yesh boi b'mi lo achas, in one word of Rashi, you will find kedei le'yashev, to be able to answer kama kushyos, many, many kashes, shehirbu haloichamim olov, that those who carried battle against Rashi, you'll find the answer if you learn the Rashi properly. Bidmilo achas. So I ask you, Rashi poshut? Rashi is poshut? Tav zayin agodl be'elom zu lernen Rashi vimnen dar. Und dann haben wir lernt, dass ich Rashi. Dann weiß man, was tut sich in dem Teisvis. Und haben wir lernt, dass ich dem Teisvis, weiß man dann, wo sagt der Marsho. Und dann ist er Rebbe. Haben wir lernt nicht in die Chadori, in the day schools, this is not done. So when they come to Yeshivas, they certainly have no time to do it then. Und dann willen sie wissen, nur sagen Teire. Jeder in der Rettung, Reb Chaim Briska. He's friends with Reb Chaim Briska. Er sagt, wie es mir. So I gave you my opinion upon some of these problems that have been broached here this evening. And I hope that some of the things that we've said here will serve as a source of chizuk nefesh to every melamed and melamedes to realize how great indeed is our mission. I don't know who else can compare to us. Ich weiß nicht. Ich weiß nicht. And we want to stop with one little story. Rav Shmuel Basilas. Weißt du, ich sage, wenn er geht? Rav Shmuel Basilas. Rosh Hashiva. I'm a lamet in Aegis. He said, when I'm a lamet dardike. He didn't consider it an insult. Not only that, Shmuel once saw him walking around in the garden in front of the Talmud Torah where he was teaching. And he says to him, what's it all? You darfst noch sein mit die Kinder. You hear? What did he answer? He answered, Daitoi alayhu. They never go out of my thoughts. Don't think that because I'm out here in the garden, I'm just here for recreation and I have forgotten my duties. I have them all before me and all my thoughts are with them. But thus haste the malamet. If Freddy Haif, is there anyone else who has that privilege? Una mechotos vi gracismen. Uvi heilig ismen. Amechotos. Lama zech nemen zu unser Arbeit. Mi di alle Problemen. Mi di alle Scheiles. Mi di alle Teines. Un ab dem, was mi ken gefinnen eitzes, sein ime me chuyuf zu gefinnen eitzes. Zeche zufriedenstellen und sagen, we're terrific, we're privileged. Mit ab gefinnen eitzes. Nav gefinnen auf Panosse. Nav gefinnen eitzes, wie auszulernen balabatim, was heist amalamed und amalamedes. Nav gefinnen die eitzes. Ich bin gewöhnt, sich mit Statik zu sein in die Eize. Aber mit einem gefühlten Eize. Aber, da soll sein ein Tam, als die, was kennen sein Melamdim und Melamdis, soll besser reingehen in Computer Science. Wie wird man sich verentfern zum Yoimadim? I'm not here to give you teachers. You must become teachers. I know the problems. Ich weiß, dass ich bitte. Aber, wird man sich verentfernen. Der Rebbeinu Shlomo wird unnehmen dem Terez, ich bin auch weg von dem Lernen Teilen mit jüdischer Jugend. Weil, Panosse. Will he accept that reason? Adam, aber geht er tracht und entfert von sich. Ihr sagt, ich kann mit absuchen, nicht, es soll sein, Panosse. Können doch es zu klären. Aber am mir sollen das geben für der Terez dem Rebbeinu Shlomo. I doubt very much whether he would accept that excuse on our part. Let's remember these things, take them to mind, and what is more than that, let's take it to heart. And then I think we'll leave this convention, not just with chizuk, but with a determination to be what we are and to perform the task that no one else can perform, only we. So that Rebbe students help.
I want to thank, on behalf of all of us, I want to thank profusely from the bottom of my heart to Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Gifter, for addressing us and giving us so much of his kindness today. And I sincerely hope, and on this note I conclude, that Tzar Mesor will make this a periodic feature, a question and answer session, give and take between the Chantim and Rosh Yeshiva. Please, all of us are invited next door in the King David room for a What's New session, which I think we'll also have a tremendous follow-up from. So everybody's cordially invited to attend right now.
All right, please go now, please. They are between the presentations. We need every moment.